Flutra Sahachiya longs to be home, but finding her way there isn't necessarily a clear journey. In late 1998, early 1999, Flutra's hometown of Jakovo in Kosovo was overrun by the Serbian militia. Men were rounded up and shot, women were raped, and homes were pillaged. Flutra and her husband Armend snuck out of the town and hid in a nearby village. They then crossed into Albania by foot. 2 months later, in June of 1999, as political refugees, they came to America. At the time, Flutra was 22 years old and pregnant. She and her husband found an apartment on Chicago's north side, where Flutra would take long walks, especially along the beach.
The lake here in Chicago reminds me of the lake that we have there in Jakova. And our lake, it's big, and here it's like that. But I was not happy. I said to my husband, I like this place. It's so beautiful. Everywhere it's beautiful. But I don't feel happy here. At the beginning, we didn't have nothing. But my husband, after a month, he found the job, and I was staying home at that time. And then in January 2000, I had my baby daughter, Alba. She's 2 and 3 months now. And then I started to be more like happy with her and spend my time with her and start not to be sad, because I was all the time so sad. At the beginning, when I came, I was almost every night dreaming that I'm home. And when I was awake, everything was strange for me. And I would like to go back to sleep again and see that beautiful dream being home. But there were times when I dreamed the moments of the war. I was seeing such a terrible dream sometimes, like massacres that they did to the people. And I was so scared, and I woke up and I said, oh, thanks God, I'm not there. I don't know, when I came, I saw the big city. Everything was beautiful, good, but for me, nothing seemed that good. People here are working, they don't have time to stay with you or visit you, or they're so busy. And there at my country, most of the people were without jobs, and you could visit them or someone visits you. Or it's good to have company, not to be alone. I was homesick. I was all the time raised in one place. It was a small town, and we know like almost everybody, and I had places where to go. I went to my families, to my relatives, to my friends, and here I was alone. I remember when we came here at the beginning, we were staying at my sister-in-law's, and I heard one song that my brother used to love, and when I heard that song, I just started to cry too much, because I remembered my brother. I didn't see him for 2 months, and thinking that he could be dead. And my sister-in-law saw me and asked me, what happened? I just couldn't respond to her, just cried. In my town, there are houses. There are not so much buildings. And it has rivers, it has a big lake. The streets are not built everywhere, and it's surrounded by mountains. I used to put at the beginning when I came photos of my families everywhere, but then when I went around the house and see the pictures, I just start to think and became more sad. And after a while, I took every picture away. I didn't want to see and remember every minute. I wanted to keep my mind away from that. Not think every moment about. I wanted to think more positively and try to adjust here and try to build a new life. I want to be happy here with my husband and my daughter. I don't want her to see me sad, because sometimes I became sad and she looks at me and say, like, Mom, what happened? And I just tell her something else. Oh, it's nothing. And I try to do something else to not put her in that position. We met here some people from Gjakova. They were staying here, but then after a while they moved to Wisconsin. But we were from the same town and we shared our stories, and it was good. For New Year's and for other celebrations that we have, we go sometimes. At Wisconsin, it's a good place to be there because we gather from our town. All the families that were in Illinois, we go there and stay together and have fun. They put music, they dance, and for New Year's, we stayed at the end. When everybody left, we left too. I think about my family a lot. I miss my family most. I have, thanks God, I have my husband here and my daughter, but I would like to have my family close to me. So Gjakova is my home. I want my daughter to go there to school, and that's why I'm learning her first Albanian. I would like her to know her language when we go back, so she could be prepared. I learn her poems and songs, and she likes our music too. She says to me, just put the tape, I want to listen to these songs. We would like to move back, but there is not that good there at the moment. There is no jobs, and it didn't matter to me to see destroyed houses or everything. I wanted to be home, but then again, it was better to be here, to do something with our lives. We are staying here to work and do something and support our families there, but we're gonna stay just for a while. And this is a place for us just to get back on our feet, and we would like to go back. We're not thinking to stay here like most of the people dream to come to America and have a new life. I mean, it's good to be here. You have good opportunities in every field, but my home is where my heart is, and my home is there in Kosovo.